Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
An attritional third day at the Oval saw England end just 46 runs shy of avoiding the follow-on on 247 for 4 in their first innings of the final Ashes Test. Joe Root and Kevin Peterson both made stodgy half-centuries as Australia's bowlers struggled for regular breakthroughs on the still flat pitch. England resumed on 32 without loss, and with Root making 68 and Peterson 50, his second slowest Test half-century, their progress was slow and they ended with Warwickshire pair Ian Bell and Chris Wokes at the crease. An innings of 70 in 50 balls from opener Ahmed Shehzad set Pakistan on course for a 25-run win over Zimbabwe in the first 2020 international in Harare. Shehzad's effort helped Pakistan post 161 for 5, and in reply Zimbabwe could only reach 136 for 5, having quickly fallen behind. Shahid Afridi did much to hasten their demise with a haul of 3 for 25. England beat Australia by 51 runs in the second Women's Ashes One Day International at Hove to draw level in the series at 4 points apiece. Once again, Charlotte Edwards led from the front, top scoring with 53, as England put up a score of 256 for 6, which they were able to defend relatively comfortably. Jess Cameron made 81 for Australia before they were bowled out in the 49th over for 205. Sri Lanka will tour Zimbabwe to play 2 tests, 3 one-day internationals and 2 2020 internationals in October and November. Harare is set to host both tests and the first 2 ODIs before the 2 teams move on to Bulawayo for the final ODI and the pair of 2020 games. Sri Lanka will play a 2-day tour game on the 6th and 7th of October and the tour will end on the 4th of November. Despite the tour being more than a month away, Sri Lanka have already named a 27-man provisional squad for the tour, details of which you can see on cricketworld.com.